A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. Man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. The proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants. He obtained from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant. That one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others, some they beat, others they killed. He had one other descend, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read the scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is a reminder to us that not everyone's going to like us, that rejection is something that we're all going to face in life. And sometimes when we're rejected, it's so very hard because we begin to question ourselves, that it could mess with our self-confidence even. But our gospel is a reminder that we are not above Jesus, that Jesus himself encountered people who did not like him. They spoke ill of him. In fact, as we know, they put him to death. So what is this gospel reminding us of? That our true love comes from God. The love of God will never, ever be gone from us. We will never be separated from the love of God. So remember that in those moments of life when you feel like you have been rejected or people have been unfair to you, that Jesus Christ is there waiting to comfort you and to console you. So my dear friends, let us pray for the grace and the humility to not do things in this world for people to like us or that we may be popular. And let us strive to be holy so that we may have eternal life in heaven.